I'm telling you, in these last days, you better get to know your friend. Are y'all listening to me? Just don't go to church anymore. We got enough of them. We have enough people just going to church. We need some people that know the Holy Ghost. And don't you depend on me, my wife and I, in this congregation just to be the only people that know the Holy Ghost. Every one of us ought to know the Holy Ghost. Are y'all hearing me? Because what's coming and the thing that God has is far greater than what the devil's trying to do, and we need people that know the Holy Ghost and be willing to yield to the Holy Ghost. Because this is a time where we're going to see persecution arise in the church. People that used to pat you on your back ain't going to pat you no more when you start following the Holy Spirit. But I'm telling you, some grand days lies ahead of us. We're in a time like we have never been in before. Amen. Hook up with a company that's following the Holy Ghost. If they ain't following the Holy Ghost, get away from it. We got enough people shucking and jiving. Amen, lights. We got enough people shucking and jiving, but we need some people that love God, that allow the Spirit of God to do what He wants to do. And you know what the Lord told me? He told me first, and then told me to tell you. He said, stop trying to confine me to these four walls for me to move. He said, let me move in the marketplace. Let me move at the gas pump. Let me move on the job. Let me move in the factory you work in. How do you do that? Because I know He's on the inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's my Savior. Hello? I say He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my teacher. He's my friend. He's my strength. He will talk to me about the Father. He'll show me the Son, what the Son is saying, and He'll reveal my part and how to walk with God. Yes, He will. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll show you how to operate in your finances. He'll show you how to operate in your relationship with your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your aunts, your uncle, your nieces, your nephew, your cousin, your neighbor, and the whole world. He'll show you how to be a faithful member. Won't be always complained by every little thing come up. But you'll pray about it. Say, Lord, show me how to handle it. Because stuff's going to come up. That's sure you have more than two people, you got a problem. And you got a real problem with one. But you had two, you got two. So the fellow out here and them gone. Got lost on the island. They finally found him. He said, what's those three buildings? He said, that's where I live. He said, what's the other two? He said, what's that building? He says, That's my church. He said, what's up? That's where I used to go to church. He out there by himself, he had a church split. Y'all laughing, but this is serious stuff.